Hello everyone, and welcome to Sinister Slayer Network. I'm your host, Cammie Mosley, and on this particular podcast, we will be discussing an infamous legend. He was an entertainer, construction site manager, and KFC corporate manager by day, but by night, he was taking the lives of innocent young men and boys. If you haven't put two and two together by now, this killer is named John Wayne Gacy, aka the Killer Clown. John Wayne Gacy was born on March 17, 1942 in Chicago, Illinois. He was born to John Stanley Gacy and Marion Elaine Robinson and grew up with his two siblings, Joanne and Karen Gacy. Gacy and his siblings had grown up with an abusive alcoholic father who would beat them with a razor strap if he thought they were misbehaving, and would also beat their mother. Soon, Gacy's sister, Karen, would toughen out the beatings, while Gacy wouldn't shed a tear. Along with being alienated at school, Gacy's father would ridicule him for his congenital heart condition and how feminine he would act, which led to him calling Gacy a sissy. Gacy knew from a young age that he was sexually attracted to men, and this would soon ruin his life for the rest of his days. To prevent his father from ridiculing him any more than he had in his childhood, he married women so that his father would stop making fun of him. That's a mess in itself, but we will get back to this shortly. Gacy's career consisted of working as a KFC fast food chain manager during the 1960s and later became a self-made building contractor and Democratic precinct captain in the Chicago suburbs in the 1970s. He was fully involved in his community, even organized cultural gatherings and political organizations. Gacy was known for dressing up in clown attire and makeup at children's parties and also charity fundraisers. He was part of the Chicago area Jolly Joker Clown Club. When he killed, he would sometimes dress as his alter egos, Pogo the Clown or Patches the Clown. The Killer Clown would lure his victims with the promise of construction work and would capture sexually assault, torture, and eventually strangle most of them with his hands or rope. In 1968, Gacy was convicted of sexually assaulting two teen boys and given a 10-year prison sentence. Over the next 10 years, he would be released on parole, but accused of sexual assault to a few of the other boys. On December 11, 1978, 15-year-old Robert Peast went missing. He was last seen at a drugstore where his mother worked before leaving to meet with Gacy. 10 days later, a police search of Gacy's home was conducted, uncovering evidence of involvement of several crimes, including murder. It was later revealed that his first murder occurred in 1972, taking the life of 16-year-old Timothy McCoy. After a drawn-out police investigation and discovering trenches and remains underneath Gacy's home, he confessed to murdering about 30 people. Gacy's trial began on February 6, 1980. Since Gacy confessed to the crimes, the arguments were based on whether he could be declared insane and remain in a state mental facility or not. After a short jury deliberation, Gacy was ultimately found guilty of committing 33 murders. He was sentenced to serve 12 death sentences and 21 natural life sentences. After being in the Maynard Correctional Center in Illinois for almost a decade and a half, he set up a 12-minute recorded statement declaring his innocence. On May 10, 1994, at the Statesville Correctional Center in Crest Hill, Illinois, Gacy died by lethal injection. Gacy became known as one of the most ruthless serial killers in U.S. history. A famous quote he said was, "A clown can get away with murder." I would like to acknowledge the victims who lost their lives at the hands of a serial killer. May they rest in eternal peace. Timothy Jack McCoy, 16 years old. Unidentified victim number 28, 14 to 18 years old. John Bukovich, 18 years old. Unidentified victim number 5, 22 to 32 years old. Daryl Sampson, 19 years old. Samuel Stapleton, 14 years old. Randall Reffitt, 15 years old. Michael Bonin, 17 years old. William Carroll, 16 years old. Unidentified victim number 26, 22 to 30 years old. Jimmy Hackinson, 16 years old. Unidentified victim number 13, 17 to 21 years old. Unidentified victim number 21, 21 to 27 years old. Rick Johnston, 17 years old. William George Bundy, 19 years old. Michael Marina, 14 years old. Kenneth Parker, 16 years old. Gregory Godzik, 17 years old. John Zizinks, 19 years old. John Prestige, 20 years old. Unidentified victim number 10, 17 to 21 years old. Matthew Bauman, 18 years old. Robert Gilroy, 18 years old. John Mowry, 19 years old. Russell Nelson, 21 or 22 years old. Robert Winch, 18 years old. Tommy Bowling, 20 years old. David Talsma, 20 years old. William Kindred, 19 years old. Timothy O'Rourke, 20 years old. Frank Lettingen, 19 years old. James Mazura, 20 years old. And Robert Peast, 15 years old. That's it for this episode. Tune in next time for another juicy murder analysis. This is Sinister Slayer Network.